This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Democrats are considering this morning whether to accept a Republican offer to extend the debt ceiling into December. This would buy lawmakers time to figure out a longer-term solution. The debt ceiling is, of course, the legal limit on how much the federal government can borrow. And if it's not lifted by October 18th, the country won't be able to pay its bills and our economy would fall into recession, according to economists. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and there is an idea floating around out there, mostly on the fringes, for another way around congressional gridlock. Just print the money out of thin air. Specifically, create a trillion-dollar coin made of platinum. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
The trillion-dollar coin idea did not come from a Nobel Prize-winning economist. It came from this guy.
I have never studied economics formally in my life.
Carlos Mucha is a lawyer in Atlanta, and he used to spend his downtime in the comment sections of econ blogs for fun. During Obama's first term, one threat in particular sucked him in. What could the Treasury Department do if Congress didn't raise the debt ceiling?
It's like guys on a blog chatting like who is the best, you know, left-handed pitcher of all time or something. And it had no real-world application.
Here was Mucha's idea. Treasury has the power to mint money, but it can legally print only so many dollars, and coins are denominated based on what they're made of, like gold, silver, copper. Mucha spotted a loophole, platinum. A platinum coin could be worth whatever the Treasury wanted it to be.
There's no reason that tomorrow the Secretary of the Treasury said, you know what? I want to change the denomination to $1 trillion.
Then the coin is deposited in the Treasury's bank account with the Fed, and presto, money to fund the government. Debt ceiling problem solved. Legal? Probably. But likely?
It sounds absurd, but the more you think about it, actually, the shinier it looks.
Donald Marin was on the Council of Economic Advisers during the George W. Bush administration. He says if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, minting platinum coins might be better than other options, like breaking the economy.
You know, not paying Social Security, right? There's a whole bunch of people they wouldn't be able to pay.
There's debate over whether the coin gambit could supercharge inflation. Marin thinks the Fed could manage it. But a platinum-based solution won't exactly inspire confidence in government bonds, says Mark Zandi, an economist with Moody's.
If I were a global investor and I saw that, I'd say, hey, this is just not going to work. It's unsustainable.
Zandi says interest rates could shoot up overnight, which could spell catastrophe. So when I asked who should be on the face of a trillion-dollar platinum coin, he hesitated.
I don't know that I'd want to put anyone on that coin. I think that would be an ignominious kind of honor.
Carlos Mucha, the guy who came up with the idea, he doesn't want to be on it either. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.